Although phishing emails have been a problem for decades, email phishing has increased by an estimated 600% over just the past 2 years. Setting a record number of cyber attacks in that time, phishing continues to be a go-to source for hackers. Because of the huge number of phishing emails targeting victims every day, it's more important than ever to remember the golden rule of email, and that's to treat every email as if it's a phishing attempt. The goal is for this to become second nature for everyone, so you'll instinctively verify certain elements before taking any action on an email. A good starting point to steer clear of phishing emails is asking questions like, do I know the sender? Is it an urgent request? And why did they want me to click on a link, download an attachment, or send information? Congratulations on purchasing a Bosch miter saw. You'll soon be cutting wood like a boss. But first, let's get acquainted with your new machine. Power miter saws are designed to make angled cuts for molding, trim work, rafters, and other general carpentry applications. The saws also make straight cross cuts, and when equipped with the right blade, the versatility of a miter saw is an important part of a tool arsenal for professional carpenters as well as do-it-yourselfers. This guide will teach you how to use a miter saw and offers miter saw tips and tricks for proper and safe operation. The first step of learning how to use a miter saw is to understand the difference between a miter cut and a bevel cut. A miter is an angled cut made across the face or width.
You've really done it now. You crashed your company's nationwide computer network because you clicked on an attachment in an urgent forwarded email from Vladimir. So, as you clear out your cubicle into a cardboard box and your soon-to-be former coworkers give you the evil eye, you're wondering why you skipped that cybercrime training yesterday. Maybe eating jelly donuts and watching cat videos on your phone was more important, huh? Oh, look! Here comes building security to escort you out of the office. While you do the walk of shame, Vladimir is shopping for a new Lamborghini.